All right, Hunter Lawrence, first of all, I want to apologize for the pre-race text. You know, I was really concerned for your well-being.
Yeah, I was sort of, you know, feeling like I gave it the sauce in qualifying. I was feeling good, you know, like I was top 10, you know, obviously would have loved to have been further up the board, but I was feeling good, you know, flow was good, balance, everything, and I'm like, oh, you know, like, wouldn't you love to know? I knew you were talking about the fantasy. I knew it.
Yeah.
So, and then I freaking, dude, my whole shot come off before it was over the gate, and then I crashed on the first lap down the corner for the Roccos. So kind of shot myself in the foot there with the sauce. And then, dude, I felt like I fought so hard and had a sick ride, and riding was good and getting better. You know, my shoulder's holding up really well today. It's the best it's felt since before the injury. So, and then they go, yeah, I think go back up to like 19 or something. And I was like, are you serious? I thought they were joking. Like, a freaking punch in the nuts, dude. Second moto, just not a good start again. Like, just beside the Yamaha powerhouse. And Alex, you know, he weighs a bag of cement. That's about it, you know. So that sucked. And yeah, I got smoked off that start, which I freaking felt like it was a good start. Just, dude, I freaking can't. No excuses. I mean, Jeremy's getting starts, so that's probably the most frustrating thing, is when he's getting starts and you're sucking. So, yeah. But no, riding was good. I freaking passed a lot of guys and got right up behind Jet at one point, and then we kind of, I think we were past halfway, and we were just, I think we picked off, who was it, like Mumford and the KDM train, I believe it was. Yeah, Drake, Brown, Hartraft, and yeah, I didn't get Hartraft, but it was a good ride, you know. I came from well outside the top 20 back up to 10, so that was a little more promising, you know. I was on the move, and yeah, so I think there's a lot of positives to take it out of this weekend. I just gotta line up and just fuck it and just go for it next weekend.
Exactly right, in 2 days. It's your shoulder, you said it's better, it felt, feels it, but does it hurt you still? Does it still bug you out there?
No, it doesn't. It's good. Like, I wanted to quit after Loretta Lynn's. I was freaking over it. I thought that was my season done, and it was probably like one of the lowest times in my career, and thankfully the ligaments and everything are okay. It was just a freak position that my shoulder got in and just popped out, you know. So we've been building it and rehabbing it, and it wasn't that it was hurting, it was just restricting me, you know. It was like not strong, it was weak. And it was just, you know, it's always in the back of your head, like, gee, it felt bulletproof before the incident, so now it's a little, not 100%, and you're kind of like, just a little conservative, you know. But no, today it felt awesome. It didn't restrict me in any way, so I'm really happy with that. We've been working even harder to get this shoulder back to 100%, and we have, so I'm pretty happy with that.
I wrote about you this week on one of my columns, and I was saying, like, for a guy who's, you know, world-class level, you've been injured for a couple of supercrosses, you got in, now you got this shoulder thing that happened that didn't even happen with a crash. Your time in America here, I don't know if we've seen the real Hunter Lawrence just yet.
No, dude, I mean, that's probably like the most painful thing about me, myself right now, is the fact that I just freaking couldn't buy luck to save myself, you know? I mean, if I didn't have bad luck, then I'd have no luck at all, like... Yeah. So it's just a freaking character building, and it's just testing me, you know. Like, hopefully I can get them all out of the way before where it really matters in the 450 class, you know, because ultimately that's the end goal, you know. We get caught up in the little bike class a lot, and that's, I just want to be in the big boy class, you know. So I'm just, dude, that's how my career's going. I'm still super young, so that's the road I've got to take, then so be it, you know. I'm not the only one that's had a tough run with injuries, you know.
In the second moto, you're following Jet through the pack. You guys were pretty much linked up for a long time, like you mentioned. What's that like when it's your brother and you've ridden so many laps with him and all of that? Like, does it help? Does it hurt? Because, you know, I'm thinking it could hurt because you could have a chance to get him, but maybe you don't want to go right in there if he screws up or something. Or could it help because you're like, hey, man, I know I can get super close to this guy and we're good. So I don't know. What is that like?
Yeah, so like for today, for example, in the position I'm in right now, It's good to see him because I caught him from quite a few guys back. So when I caught him, I knew he's obviously really fast, and I know he's going forward as well. So I was like, all right, cool, that's good. You know, my riding's coming back, because I still am a little bit playing catch up. I mean, I nearly had 7 months off the bike, 6-7 months off the bike with my knee and shoulder injury over the preseason. So I'm like playing catch up, and so it's not in my head like, oh, maybe don't dive it in here. I mean, he knows, I know, my dad knows. Yeah. Racing is racing, you know. At the end of the day, if someone's being a dick to him on the track and being dirty to him, it'll be in the back of my mind when I come to that guy, you know. But if it's him passing me or I'm passing him, it's racing, nothing more, you know. Like, I'll obviously, I mean, if the wind's on the line, I'll clean him out. Yeah. But I'm not that kind of guy anyway. I'm not looking to clean people out to make passes, so.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, bud.